G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M. Ewan Grant for breakfast. Now, big shout-out to everybody just over the border this morning. I must admit I didn't pay much attention to it, but over the course of the weekend, Victoria went to the polls and Labor have come back with a resounding success at the polls. And it's asked, it's posed the question, I suppose, as to whether the axing of Malcolm Turnbull has will put the Australian public off the Liberal Party. There will be a whole heap of talk about this across this week as pundits analyse what went wrong at the polls on Saturday. But a big shout out to everybody in Victoria this morning.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast, it is 963 Triple M. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been giving you the chance at some pretty incredible prizes. Not only have we been running Triple M's Best Of for 2018, we've been giving you the chance to go along and see Slash appearing live in concert in 2019, bringing Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators as well. We've got a Marshall and Amp bar fridge up for grabs, and we've had tickets inside to go to what is an incredible show. Friday was the last of the draws, and Al, the captain of the club, was there to make a happy phone call.
Hey, it's Club Captain Al here. It has come time to give away our very last Marshall Amp fridge. Oh, and let's not forget the tickets to see Slash inside as well.
Hello.
Hi, is that Jen?
It could be. Well, it all depends who's looking for me.
Well, if I told you it was Club Captain Al from the radio station, would that make you feel any better?
It would. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's yourself?
I'm all right, thank you.
Obviously, you know why I'm giving you a call, Jen, because of your entry in our competition to win that beaut little fridge that looks like a Marshall amp and the tickets inside to see one certain Slash perform live.
No way. No way, no way, no way.
Well, it says here that if you won this fridge, you would put it in your living dining room right where it can be seen all day, every day. This fridge,
I've already got the spot for it, mate.
Okay, so this would take
pride
of place.
And it's an area of our house that everybody's in pretty much all day, every day.
Excellent. Well, happy Friday, Jen.
You can't be serious.
You've won our last Marshall Amp fridge and inside four tickets to see Slash and Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Congratulations!
Oh, my Lord, that's bloody unbelievable.
How's that for a Friday phone call?
Crap. Thank you so much. Hey, well, I don't know what to say.
Just enjoy the coolest looking fridge on the planet and the hottest concert in town.
I will put photos up on the Facebook page to show the bloody thing off. Don't you worry.
We can't wait. That's going to be huge. You just have to work out. You're getting four tickets to see Slash. You just got to work out the other three who's coming along.
Oh, well, my husband for sure, because he's a Mad Gunners / fan from years ago.
Yep.
And the other two can grovel.
Well, he's in the country early next year, Jen, so a bit of time before that. But this fridge is coming to your house. It's going to take quite a place in your living dining room. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so very much. You have made my week. That's unbelievable.
Hey, if you want to be a big winner like Jen, you do need to be a club member and make sure you jump on board. Sign up to the website today for your chance to not only have your say in the music we play, but also win amazing prizes like that one.
Now, on 963 Triple M, not only have we been giving you the chance to win tickets to go and see Slash, but as a brand new week kicks off, we're giving club members the chance to win a family holiday for four on the Gold Coast to stay in the Triple M Summer Beach House. We'll hook you up with flights. We've got 5 nights accommodation, $1,000 spending money, passes to Dreamworld, $500 to fill your fridge. Head to triplem.com.au. Make sure you join now and we'll see if we can make you a winner. The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast, they don't do ordinary. We'll find out more about it later on this morning. I will give you ample reasons to go along and join the club at triplem.com.au. And at the end of the week, we'll see if we can make you a winner right here on your local Triple M.
Ewan Grant. For breakfast.
Triple M. Big good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. Luke is back on the night shift, and Luke and Hugh Fernand this morning were talking all about an interesting idea. There's a plan that people are talking about at the moment to keep teenagers out of jail. It means that anybody that under the age of 16 who commits a crime wouldn't be prosecuted. Now, there was a lot of talk about it this morning on the night shift, and I'm going to replay some of what Luke and Hugh had to say earlier this morning, later on today. It's one of the big news stories you're going to hear more about across the morning, though. And on 963 Triple M, speaking of news, time to catch up with Karcher.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, a 63-year-old has lost his life following a motorcycle crash at Thornley. Millicent police have joined force with detectives following a reported break-in and assault at Mount Burr. Energy provider AGL has announced a plan to introduce a safety net, and the new Close the Gap strategy has seen a number of local Aboriginal groups call for more of a say. All of that in sport, coming up soon.
Now, if you'd like more details, by the way, about the tragic accident that took place yesterday, taking the life of a southeast resident, you can find out more at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Your local 963 Triple M, Monday morning after what was an absolutely massive weekend in the Limestone Coast. Millicent Lights Up took place on the weekend. Hopefully everybody had a ball up there. The family truck show was on at the showgrounds, and boy, not only did they make a noise with the convoy of trucks that came through early in the morning on Saturday, but the event at the showgrounds was just sensational. So many people flocking to the showgrounds. It was absolutely amazing to see, and a big shout out to everybody who not only went along and was part of this great event in the Limestone Coast, but to everybody who spent time organising such a great event for the Limestone Coast as well. Really do deserve a huge amount of congratulations, raising money for some great causes as well. Now, news and sports on the way. One of the other things that took place over the weekend, just over the border, elections were taking place in Victoria. It was a whitewash for Labor. And there is more terrible news for the Liberal Party this morning. Hannah Rose Hamer's talking about it. Brexit is in the news. We'll find out more very, very soon. And tragedy on our roads over the course of the weekend. Karcher will have all the details for us next on Triple M.
Ewan Grant.
As we kick off the day here in the Limestone Coast, I am giving you the opportunity to win a family holiday for four to the Gold Coast to stay at the Triple M Summer Beach House. It sounds very nice, doesn't it? Now, what we're going to do, we're going to hook you up with flights, 5 nights accommodation, $1,000 spending money, passes to Dreamworld, and $500 to fill your fridge. What you want to do, you want to head to triplem.com.au. You want to join the Triple M Club and see if we can make you a winner. The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast, they do not do ordinary. And you can find out all the details online this morning on how you can be part of it and hopefully be a winner on 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast, it is 963 Triple M. It is the 26th of November, and that means it is day 26 of my Movember growing experience, and you can take a look at the photos online. I finally got to a point where my mow is actually starting to look like a mow. It's only taken 26 days to get there. You can take a look online. The big thing for you is, though, whatever you do, there are blokes across the Limestone Coast who are growing a mow for a very, very good cause for Movember, and if you've got the opportunity to support them, if you've got the opportunity to make a donation to their fundraising, please do so, no matter where you are and no matter what you're up to. It's the last week to get involved and to help out Mo Bros right the way across the Limestone Coast and even further afield these days with the help of social media.
Ewan Graham.
For breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, Ragnarok Gym, Cash Zone, Metro Cafe and Bakery, Hip Pocket, Panola Business Association, Arena Sports Store, Clockwise Jewellers, County Grey, Vanity Makeup Bar and Body Lounge, Daktari Sport, Dazjani's Petstock, and a whole host of other businesses have got on board to make Christmas spectacular for you this year. What we are doing is giving you the chance at winning cold hard cash on us. What you want to do, you want to go to triplem.com.au. You want to register online on our win page and you want to see whether you are lucky enough to see if I can give you a call that's going to change your Christmas. Each and every week in the lead up to Chrissy, I have got $500 cold hard cash and it might well be yours. Jump online, triplem.com.au/Limestone Coast. Make sure you go to our win page. You'll find all the details there. And a big thank you to all the businesses who have got on board to help us out to make Christmas just that little bit more special in the lead up to that big day.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast, it is 963 Triple M. The age of criminal responsibility could be raised to 16. It's a topic that's being discussed this morning. It was being discussed with Luke and the team on the night shift this morning. What it is, it's a radical new plan to keep teenagers out of jail. It means that anybody under the age of 16 who commits a crime would not be prosecuted. It's being talked about, as I say, Luke and Hugh Fernane this morning talked about it from the Triple M National Newsroom. Here's just some of what they had to say.
Teenage delinquents may get a free pass to break the law under a radical plan being considered by the nation's top lawmakers. That's the headline in the Herald Sun and the Daily Telegraph today. What's the Federal Attorney General Christian Porter up to?
Well, by the sound of it, he and his state counterparts have actually agreed to basically a 12-month investigation into raising the age responsibility. Thank you. From potentially 10 up to 16, which is a huge jump for what it currently is, and it raises that it obviously needing a 12-month investigation, because there's a huge difference between having criminal responsibility as a 10-year-old compared to a 16-year-old. So if you're 16 running around, or 15 and running around, certainly have a different mindset to a 10-year-old.
We've discussed this before. As a 10-year-old, are you able to distinguish between what's right and what's wrong? Up until now, and this is where the discussion is coming from, they've said if you are 10 years old or younger, you cannot discriminate between right and wrong. You cannot be held criminally responsible for an act. They're now looking at raising that to 16. Yeah. You want to tell me that a 15-year-old, a 15 and 9-month-year-old, doesn't know the difference between right and wrong? You want to tell me that someone 16 years and under cannot be told that they have criminal responsibility?
That's basically what we're
talking about.
It is. And I think it'll be an interesting, supposedly over in, and I didn't know this, but over in New Zealand, it's 14.
Yes, I did know that.
Now, is that too young?
Do you think a 15-year-old knows the difference between right and wrong? It's a 12-month investigation, but should the age of criminal responsibility be taken from 10 years to 16? A lot of people are saying it's a free get-out-of-jail pass.
And it would be indeed. I am one of the people that thinks that that should not happen. I'd love to hear from you, though. 13 27 10 is the number to call. You can join the conversation at any stage. And across the day today, I can guarantee Ray Hadley is going to be talking about it. And it might even get another run tonight on the night shift with Luke and the team.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. This Friday is going to be absolutely epic. Forget click and collect. Shop local and support local businesses that employ locals. Catch me at the main corner this Friday, 12 till 3. I'll be broadcasting live. It's all thanks to Daktari Sports. That's Yanni's Bare Necessities Lingerie, Canopy Interiors, Mango's Fashion, the Gambia Hotel, Food for Thought, and a number of amazing businesses here in the Limestone Coast who would all love to see you in the lead up to Chrissy to help make all your Christmas shopping come true. Now, we're getting close to 7. We've got Hannah Rosehamer dropping by in a moment. We've got Karcher, who's going to give us the details on the tragic accident that took place up near Beachport yesterday. After 7, going to talk all about the fun run, which is coming up this weekend as well. Also, Milo's going to stop by for a chat. We're going to be talking some sport around the Limestone Coast. We've had an ex-local to the Limestone Coast who has been picked up in the draft. We'll find out more about that.
You and Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, the 141 Blue Lake Fun Run. It is back this weekend. Trevor is back in my studio for a chat. G'day, Trevor.
How are you this morning, Ian?
Absolutely fantastic, mate. There is lots going on this Sunday. It's going to be a massive community event, as always. And we've got some runners to look out for as part of the Blue Lake Fun Run.
We have, yes. The event really sort of kicks off the next Sunday morning at 7:30 when the warm-up starts. The race starts at 8 o'clock. They'll start with the long race first, and the middle race, they'll start off in waves of 5 minutes apart, up the hill, around the lake, and back down again. We've got 48 teams so far in the competition, and that comprises 822-plus individual runners. So that's very good. And there are still people registering. This Wednesday is the last day you can register online. But if you don't mind paying the £10 late entry fee, you can come along Saturday afternoon to the library veranda and register at the very last moment.
Now you're showing your age, £10 indeed.
Oh, $10, good heavens. it's too early in the morning for me, mate.
That goes back to what we were talking about off air.
That's right, yeah.
Trevor, we've got some runners who are going to come back this year. The winner from what I understand of last year's male race is coming back.
Young Thomas Hine, he's coming home from Warrnambool. He will be going trying again. Of course, to win the race.
And he did an amazing run last year.
He did an amazing run. He keeps on, every year he enters, he's been entering since time immemorial, I think, now. Mm. But every year he enters, he gets a better time. One thing to say about him, he's said, can you please try to get people up around the top of the Blue Lake up by the Cactus Roundabout? He said, because when he go around the second time, he's so far ahead of the field, he's running against his own watch. And he said, it's the loneliness of the long-distance runner up there. So if people can get up there and cheer him on, that'll even speed him up. But more importantly, this is very exciting, we've got the local girl, Nikki Smart, running again this year. She beat her own record last year, and I'm sure she'll be out there this year to try and beat that time again. So we're looking very much forward to seeing Nikki, and we'd like everybody to come along and give her a big cheer as she runs around.
Now, Trevor, you bring up an interesting point. Not only do we want people to take part in the race, as you say, over 800 so far registered, we also want people as spectators. So if you're not a runner like me, I don't think I could run up the hill, you can always be a spectator and you can cheer on the runners on Sunday morning.
Yes, of course you can. And the one problem that we do have a little bit is the people tend to come along and spectate down at the Cave Garden. Mm. And they all gather around there. Then they pop across for a cup of coffee while the poor people slog around the run and come back down and they cheer them as they come through.
See, that sounds like a great way to spend a Sunday morning.
it's wonderful. But really, it'd be great if people could get out in the morning air themselves, get themselves up to the top of the hill, either up to the top by the Blue Lake Pumping Station to cheer them on as they come over the crest of the hill to start their first lap around, or as they're coming back down again the hill. And if they've got the time to walk around the lake a bit themselves and cheer the runners on, give them a clap, give them a cheer, and help them along their way.
Now, once again, registrations till Wednesday night?
Till Wednesday online.
And
after that, you can register at Saturday afternoon after 12 o'clock on the library veranda, yes.
It's as easy as that. Trevor, good luck this weekend. We might talk more before the end of the week, but it's going to be a sensational Sunday morning in the Limestone Coast.
I'm sure it will. The weather looks good. It's going to be cool, and runners don't want it too hot, believe me.
Absolutely.
Yes, you and I know. We don't want to walk when it's too hot, do we?
You're a whole lot better than I am, Trevor, let me tell you. You and Grant. For breakfast. 16 after 7, birthdays aren't far away. And don't forget, we are giving Triple M club members the chance to win a family holiday for four on the Gold Coast to stay in the Triple M Summer Beach House. We've hooked up flights, we've got 5 nights accommodation, $1,000 spending money, passes to Dreamworld, and $500 to fill the fridge as well. Head to triplem.com.au. Make sure you join now. The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast, they don't do ordinary. We've got all the details online for you this morning. Also, keeping you up to date with what is making news around the Limestone Coast, Karcher is back to give us all the details. Good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, major crash investigators are on the scene of a fatal accident at Thornley. The National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation are calling for more of a say on the next Close the Gap strategy. Two Mount Burr men are set to appear in Millicent Magistrates Court after being charged over the weekend. And AGL has announced a plan to introduce a safety net for customers on standing offers. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Karcher is going to be back in the next 10 or so birthdays. As I say, are on the way. And this is Belinda Carlisle, Triple M. Ooh, baby, do you know
that? Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Now on 963 Triple M, Marlo is in the studio. It's time for us to talk sport. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Huey. Good morning, fellow coasters. There was action on the weekend, but not in Mount Gambier and District Hoggy Wines Barber Shield Cricket, because the condition of the pitches due to that recent rain we had meant they cancelled those games, and they'll revert to one-day games next Saturday. But Millicent District Cricket, the boys got it done. Colts 7-481 defeated Kingston 97. Millicent Football has defeated Robe. I've got no details. Boys getting a bit slack there. Rendlesham 7-426 defeated Mount Burr 124, and Millicent 7-469 defeated Beachport Thurner 5 for 165. Now, some individual top performers in that competition. 51, The Log, Luke McGregor from Ferner Beachport. 46, David Dunn, Millicent. 44, Pat Lawler, also from Millicent. And Good Morning, the new coach of the Hatherley A-grade footy team, Jared McGrath. He had a knock of 43 for Ferner Beachport. And we won't forget, 41 not out. Well done, Jack Skier, Ferner Beachport. Good morning to the Skier clan. Now, best bowling, 3 for 13, Craig Watson, Kingston. 3 for 24, Rob Francis, Mount Burr. And rounding out a good game, Jack Skier, 3 for 30 for Ferner Beachport there. Good morning, Narracourt. The cricket was played. Townies, 9 for 139. Brad Redding, 29. He must be due for a big knock. Braddy, maybe in the 2020 statewide on Sunday at Frew Park against the other southeast teams. Dave Farley, 3 for 23. They defeated Kybe. Good morning, Narracourt Herald. The Ed, Lee Curnow with 26, and that's 71 they made. Andy Fitzgerald with the Pill, 3 for 8. Now, Apsley, 183. Josh Clissold with 75. Will McAvoy with 42. And with the ball, Lockie Chris, 3 for 34. They were defeated by Padua, 232. Dylan Inganito, 65, having a good season. Lockie Crisp in the runs as well with 58. And Josh Clissold with the ball, 3 for 19. Now, Lucendale, 1 for 136. Tom Rankin, 65. Shane McGurk, 45, not out. They defeated Warriors, 9 for 133. And it was Will Walker, 69 there, and Eddie Rankin, 2 for 16. Turning to the bouncing ball at the Byrne Bruin Stadium in the Vic Country Basketball League, it was Southwest competition, round 7, Chemist King Lakers. They entertained the Horsham Hornets, both teams undefeated. Well, our local boys went down 76-72, their first loss, and it was Fuzz Mark 2, Lockie Hunter with 18, Braden Uzi 17, and below par. So they obviously did a bit of work on the coach. Kane DeWitt still bobbed up with 15 points. They backed up on Sunday, the Chemist King Lakers, and absolutely walloped the Warrnambool Seahawks, 106-59. Lockie Hunter again, 26. Braden Uzi, 24. And the other big boy, Sam Stafford, with 13. No doubt into pre-season footy training soon, Sammy. Now, that means their next games will be Saturday back at the Ice House. They take on the Colac Cookers, who sit 7th on the ladder of 11. 3 wins, 5 losses. And this will be a rematch of last year's grand final, which the Cookers won 88-73. Turning now to the sport of touch football, and the Your Podiatrist round during the week saw Vesta Vikings still winless, 5 going down to Panthers 7. Touchdowns for Vesta Vikings, Matt Boylan with 2, and likewise for Panthers, Josh Whedon, Cody Lewis and Jake Biggs there. Now it was Panola Eagles 4. Going down to Cooper's Giants. Well done to the Giants. Their first win for the season. So the teachers and extras rule there. And for the Giants, in the touchdowns, it was Adam Dunn and Campbell Baker. While for the Eagles, it didn't soar as high as normal. It was a very consistent player, teenager Joel Vertanen with 2. Now, we had a draw with the two top sides playing off, the Tiki Camp, Ruse and Blues, 5 apiece. Both remain undefeated for the season. For Ruse, it was Jacob Ellis with 2 touchdowns. And likewise for the Blues, it was Luke Johnson, who leads the pack with 16 for the season, and also the BNF votes. And Yuki Akita with 2 there. Now, on the bigger stage, the Mount Gambier Touch Association sent a couple of sides over to the Western Affiliates Cup in Ballarat on the weekend. Well, the men's team made it all the way to the grand final, and they went down to Melbourne-based team affiliates Princess Park Touch. So that's not a bad effort, 5-3. And the mixed team had a reasonable carnival. They finished 2nd in their pool. They played in the semi-final against Old Foe Ballarat, and they went down 7-3, which was a good effort because Ballarat had one Australian rep and several Victorian state reps in their team. Now, special mention, well done, Luke Johnson, who was voted the Mixed Open Male MVP, and I'll say he'll be on the radar for the Victorian state team again, as he did last year. So well done to the Mount Gambier Association, which is one of the smaller troops going around. You and Grant.
Triple M. It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. The best of 2018 is done and dusted, but a bloke who was probably snoozing when I was saying the best pizza in the Limestone Coast happens to be from Cosmo, is Dario. He is in my studio right now. Dario, congratulations!
Hoo-ha! Hello, how you doing?
Mate, I am fantastic. I wanted to get you in for a number of reasons. Number one, to congratulate you. You have the best pizza on the Limestone Coast. What is it like to have that cemented for you?
It's a nice feeling. We've had a lot of practice, obviously. We've been open for about 50 years.
See, and that was what we were talking about while the song was playing. I had no idea you'd been open for that long.
Yes, it's my dad and my mum started it up about 68.
Mm-hmm.
And they introduced pizzas about 71. And that took off, so we went with it.
And has the menu changed much over that time, or is it still pretty standard to what it was?
We have the classic, what we are is we're sort of a classic 70s pizza bar. That's what we are. We have the things on the side and things like that. But, it's pretty much the same stuff. And that's what people like, because it's pretty hard to get rid of it because they keep wanting that stuff. So it's hard to introduce new stuff.
What are the best sellers at Cosmo? Tell me about the pizzas.
Everyone loves the Supreme, the Cosmo Supreme, 13 toppings. And the other popular ones are the ham and pineapple.
Yes. Pineapple and pizza, gotta love it.
And, your classic barbecue meaty, barbecue chicken, things like that. Everyone loves those types.
Now, unlike other restaurants, you're only open certain times. When are you open?
We're just doing nights at the moment. We do a night trade. We do dine-in, delivery and takeaway. At the moment, we're doing Thursday to Sunday.
Dario, it has been sensational to have you in. Thank you so much. Congratulations on being the best pizza in the Limestone Coast. It's been amazing to see people's votes over the course of the last 3 weeks, and to have pizza as the last one has been absolutely
epic.
Save
the best till last, eh?
Exactly, absolutely. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks, everyone, for voting.
Dario from Cosmos on 963 Triple M, the winner of the best pizza as the best of for 2018 wraps up.
You and Grant for breakfast.
One of the really cool things that is going on right now, not only was Al, the captain of the club, back on Friday, giving you your last chance at the Marshall Amp Bar Fridge, but this week we are giving club members here at Triple M the chance to win a family holiday for four on the Gold Coast at the Triple M Summer Beach House. What we're going to do, we're going to hook you up with flights, 5 nights accommodation, $1,000 spending money, passes to Dreamworld, and $500 to fill the fridge. Sounds pretty cool. Head to triplem.com.au. Make sure you join the club and see if we can make you a winner. The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast, they don't do ordinary. Check out all the details online, triplem.com.au.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Time for us to talk some more sport around the Limestone Coast. Milo is back with me, and mate, we're talking softball.
Certainly, Anne. A big thank you to Joe Hopgood, who gets these results through to us, and well done there. Now, on the weekend, only two games. Demons 14 defeated Warriors Blue 3. Multi safe hitters of note, Montana Millard with 3, Cody Manning and Grace Millard with 2. Warriors Blue, it was Aaron Chaplin and Aaron Brueggemann with 2. Now, Concord United 7 defeated Wanderers 6 in the game of the round so far. Multi safe hitters, they all came from Wanderers. Fiona Finch, Cathy Whiting and M. Hart with 2. Now, while still on softball, congratulations to Mount Gambier's Georgia Hood, who recently turned 18, who has been awarded the Sport SA Country Athlete of the Year. And that's a terrific gong for you, Georgia. A lot of hard work and commitment and help from mum and everyone else there, of course, for her softball feats. Now, after winning the Most Valuable Player Award at this year's National Championships and the All-Tournament Team Selection, it's fair to say that Georgia is considered to be the best player in Australia for her age group, and that's a big one there. Now, she travels to Adelaide each weekend to play for the Hills team in the Adelaide Senior Competition with her sister Amber. And if you're interested in that, and it's quite surprising to me, we get to see that softball on NITV on Sunday afternoons. And I had a look at the Hood girls playing yesterday. In fact, now also Georgia's been selected in the state under 19 team for the national championships in Blacktown, New South Wales, in January 2019. it doesn't end there because she's also in the senior women's team along with Sister Amber, and they'll head to the Australian Championships in Mirrabooka. Never heard of that before, and that's in Western Australia also in January. So very busy, those girls and their connections. Now, we're still talking round ball and it bounces. Southeast Coast Basketball League in the men. Cougars 103, Kane DeWitt 45, defeated Bulldogs Red 64, Lockie Hunter 22, Matt Black, Good Morning Narrow Court 17. Now Bulldogs Blue 77, Simon Burkfield back on target 32, they defeated Panthers 72, Big Rob Hine 24, and Ruse 78, Matty Sutton 19, and Malak McCool with 17. They defeated Cats 68, and it was Connell Schultz there with 13. In the women, Cougars 65, Michaela Horrigan 21, Tennille Gray 17. They defeated Panthers 48, Emily Close 17. And lucky last in the girls, it was Saints 73, Emily Winter 19, Alana Winter 14. They were too good for Cats 61. And you guessed it, 31, Ron Barassi, Olivia Fuller, the leader of the pack there. Now, of course, Limestone Coast Rugby League, round 9. They got one to go and they'll be into finals action. Raiders 42 defeated Boolate Knights 22. Back to earth for the Knights boys there. Panthers 36 defeated Bulls 34. Now, that last minor round game will see the Horsham Panthers 5th take on the Warrnambool Raiders 1. Now, Boolate Knights have a bye and they're currently in 4th position. Now, unless Horsham Panthers can pull off the upset of the season with a bit of percentage, the Boolate boys should play finals. Now, Narracourt Jets in the last game will take on the Gundit Jamara Bulls. Now, Yui, as we heard on the news, we're going to catch up with ex-local 19-year-old footballer Tobin Cox, who I've spoke to and tracked over the years. Well, he's the latest Southeast boy whose marble's been pulled out and he's been drafted to the Port Power team.
What a sensational effort.
What an opportunity, and he's had to overcome shoulder injuries over recent seasons. So well done to the ex-Narracourt junior who played in the 2015 Premiership in the seniors at Padaway. Kicking 3 goals.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. It's 19 after 8 Monday morning. We are just weeks away from Christmas. And to talk about the lead up to the Christmas period, I've got the head of the Salvos here in the Limestone Coast on the line. Pam joins me this morning. Pam, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan, and Pam, listeners.
Pam, Christmas is not far away, and if nothing else, Christmas is a time where we should be very thankful for what we have and to remember that there are those less fortunate within our communities each and every Christmas who will be struggling to do the things that we take for granted at Christmas time.
Indeed. We take a lot of things for granted, Ewan. Like, I was just reading recently that there will be 17,000 children under the age of 12 who will be homeless this Christmas.
That is frightening statistic.
Okay, well, that's not all here in Mount Gambier, but yes, there are some.
Frightening statistic when you think about it across Australia that 17,000 children will be homeless.
As we consider we live in an affluent society, but yet there are so many people who are marginalised in the sense of, homelessness. There are families. We've had families walking into our office only just last week where there's been a lot of domestic violence. There's a lot of tension that begins to arise around this time, and people are just struggling, and it's incredible when I listen to some of the stories. And I sit in an office, I have some staff that work with these, and I'm listening to stories that our clients are sharing with each other.
Pam, why is it important to help out the charities like Salvos at this time of year?
The Salvos have been, I guess, recognised over the years of trying to support others who don't have much or anything for their families at Christmas. And we need that support in the form of toys for children under the age of 12. And if folk want to support in some vouchers for children above the age of 12, that would be fabulous. Or even if they want to bring some food down to the Salvation Army Church, between Tuesday and Friday to the office, or if they just want to make a donation, they can, because this gives us a chance to instill a little bit more hope in other people's lives.
Pam,
I think hope is a word that we find people are struggling and they need some hope.
Pam, obviously in the lead up to Chrissy, the need is going to become more apparent, but obviously you'd have a rough idea of people in the Limestone Coast who are struggling at the moment. And has that number increased in the last 12 months? Are we seeing more people who are finding it harder and harder to make ends meet?
I think we are, because we're struggling to meet our budget targets, and we almost go over our target. And at this stage, I say yes.
Mm. Pam, for people who would like to help out, looking for cash donations, looking for food donations, looking for donations for toys for children who might not see anything under the Christmas tree, these are all the things that you need help with at the moment?
Correct. There may be business groups out there who would like to do some fundraising amongst their own workplace. I will come down and have a chat and say thank you and pick up those toys. Or if they want to make a donation, I will come and chat to, management or something. But we are in need, and it's pretty tough going out there. It's probably more than tough for some. It's incredibly horrendous for some.
Mm. Pam, once again, for people who'd like to make a donation, how do we fund Salvos here locally?
Okay, the Salvation Army Church is on the corner of Grey and Wyatt Street, which is just right in the city area there. And the office is just at the back of the church, so just come up the side driveway and you'll see the church, the office area.
Pam, great to talk to you this morning. We'll catch up more in the lead up to Chrissy. Hopefully Limestone Coasters will open their hearts and open their wallets and help out for those that are less fortunate in our community. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Bless you.
On 963 Triple M, it is almost news time. Hannah Rose Hamer's going to stop by in a moment. Karch is going to be back talking all about what is making local news in the Limestone Coast. And one of the stories that you'll see online at triplem.com.au is the tragic accident that took place near Beachport over the course of the weekend. We'll have details on that and a whole lot more. And we're going to talk about the centenary of the Rook Walk. It's all going to take place after 8:30. News and sport next.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M. We're talking sport. Now, it's not footy season, but last week, Thursday and Friday, we had the AFL draft, and particularly on Friday, it was the AFL rookie draft, and we had three Southeast boys who nominated: Declan Carmi, Brad Close, and a lad who started his footy in Narracourt, ended up playing a senior premiership at Padaway back in 2015. He's on the line. Good morning. Congratulations on your drafting to the Port Power, Tobin Cox.
Cheers, Milo. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to talk to you again. And I spoke to you way back and a couple of times on your journey when you were a senior player at Padaway, and you went on to play in that premiership. And obviously that was a great stepping stone as a 16-year-old to head to the big smoke and develop your footy.
Yeah, it was so good for Padaway to bring me in to bring me in and say I'm real grateful for that. And then they just gave me the opportunity to come up here.
Yeah, now, of course, we go back. You played your junior Colts at Narracourt. You were enticed up to Padaway. You played senior Colts. You were spotted, obviously, by Coach Adam Jeffries, and his knowledge was right because you played in that senior premiership. You've been through the Ganeld pathway. You played state under-16s, under-18s, but the I word came up, injury. And you, in recent seasons, you've been troubled with a shoulder injury, which meant surgery. So it hasn't been an easy path for you, Tobin.
Nah, so... Yeah, I think I've built a little bit more resilience from it, so I like to get the positive there of the injury. That's a good thing. But yeah, I've had a couple of surgeries during the past 2 years, so it's taken me out of footy for a little bit.
Now you crack your first league game at Glenelg this year? And obviously, would that be the best standard of footy you played so far?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was real quick.
So the biggest thing was stepping up to the pace of the game.
Yeah, pace and they were pretty smart as well, because Sandford footy, it's more older guys, so you got your backs who just, if you're out of space, they're just gonna run off you and cover more space. So they're a lot more smarter as well.
Now, you're listed as a small forward, but I know you've been developing as a midfielder. Now, just who are some of the influences briefly on your footy and where you're at now, and obviously why Port Power drafted you? Who are some people that really had an impact on your career so far?
Well, I'd have to say Dad. Every dad has a big impact on you. But it was more of a backman, just keep goals from the back lines. But I'd like to say Kieran Hicks. He was real big for me to develop here. You know, now one of my strengths I see is my kicking, and I always wanted to compete against him. I'd be a better kick than him. George Verko, he was another one from Padua, who always had a good kick on him, and I just really wanted them to think well of me.
There you go. And, of course, Kieran Hicks is now the talent manager for Glenelg, and he's been a big part of the pathway of yourself and a lot of others taking up those combined sides over the seasons. Now, it all starts today for you at the Power, so it's a new chapter. Now, I've been talking to Tobin Cox, and he's the latest Limestone Coast Southeast boy who's been drafted in the rookie draft at number 9 to Port Power. Tobin, congratulations, all the best. You obviously know there's a lot of hard work ahead, and no doubt you're really going to enjoy it.
Cheers.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
963 Triple M, a lady who has become a regular over the last couple of weeks on The Brekkie Show, is back. Denise Richardson joining me this morning. Denise, g'day.
Hello.
There's so much stuff going on at the moment.
I know. It's just go, go, go at the moment, but what a wonderful community event that's coming up. And this is called Rook Walk. So the Macgambia History Group, in conjunction with the City of Macgambia, are putting on this celebration because we're doing 100 years of Rook Walk. Now, those who don't know what Rook Walk is that lovely stone wall in between the Leg of Mutton and the Blue Lake with the little tower. Now, that tower is called Pepper Pot, and it looks a bit like a pepper pot too. And so back in 1918, on the 27th of November, the town declared a day of holiday, and the townspeople came together, and in all there was around about 2,000 people that built that stone wall and the pepper pot. And so to their testament, it's a wonderful achievement that they did back in 1918. So we had around about 800 men that were registered to build the wall, about 300 ladies that came together and served, you know, morning, afternoon tea and lunch. And then after school, the school children came down and helped as well. And, of course, we're talking back in the days of the horse and cart and carrying the stone down from Allendale and Mount Shank and bringing all the stone up and building this wall. So a mammoth effort for one day's work of making that. So we've gone back through and we've got quite a lot of history and people that have had families related that helped build the wall. And we've got little snippets of those. So on the day, which is the 27th of November from 9:30 through to 11:30, we're having a morning tea. And this is free to the public for everybody to come along. We've got quite a lot of schools participating on the day to come, and would love the public to be down there. One of the really great things is that we've actually got the direct descendants of Arthur Rook. Now, Arthur Rook was the head chairperson of the Progress Association at the time. Did a lot of the research of planning, got the money, and made this sort of happen. We had two ladies, which was very unusual in 1918, a Miss French and a Miss Warren, who came together and actually drew up the plans for the wall and for the tower. So Arthur Rook's descendants, so his son Andrew Rook and his two sons, so grandsons, are coming along. And to be part of this festivities, plus also Arthur Rook's two nieces. Now, they're coming from Melbourne and Sydney, so we're quite privileged to have the direct descendants of Arthur Rook being part of this celebration.
Absolutely.
It is. It's it was a mammoth occasion when we discovered the family, and they were originally going to come to Mount Gambier in March, but after talking to them, they're now all going to come as a family reunion on the 27th of November and help us celebrate 100 years of their father and grandfather, who made this all possible. So,
and Denise, it's not just the amount of people that helped to create Rook Walk in a single day. It's the fact that the population of Mount Gambier was so small, and when you look at that population percentage, pretty much the entire town turned out
to help
out.
That's right. And to get together and build the wall in that one day was just an achievement. And really, it was just after the war. And so it was a good celebration of those people coming together and having that celebration. So in a way, it sort of served two purposes. Because a lot of families lost members of their family. But of the community to come together and to help celebrate building something that meant a lot to them. So there's quite a few sort of deep meanings in the celebration of Rook Walk. As I say, it was declared a public holiday, and the Mount Gambier History Group have done a lot of work towards this as well. So they'll have a lovely display of photos, and we've actually got some paintings. So there's a local member who is related to one of the ladies who designed the wall, and she has a beautiful painting of that. And so that will be on display. Leading up to that, we actually have a little pop-up shop, which is at the Young's Men's Shop. And we've got all the sort of little display there just to remind people of Rook Walk, the day that it's going to be on. But we also had a logo competition for quite a few schools. And that logo is on the design of the poster that is out and about, as everybody's seen. And so we have all the logo competition paperwork, of the schools that participated in that pop-up shop. So on the day, back in 1918, to help the people work, they had the city band, or at those days it was called the town band. So we've got the city band coming along to play some music. Got Compton Primary School coming, and they're dressing up and singing some old songs back from that day. And they made badges on the day as a memento in 1918 for everybody to take away. Well, we've recreated that with that competition with the logo, so all the school children will have a badge to take as well, and a postcard. For a gold coin donation, they can have a postcard of all the old drawings on that. There's also going to be a time capsule and a plaque. So we're having the Rook family, the descendants of Arthur Rook, come along and help with the unveiling of the plaque. And then later the time capsule will go down, because we're having drone flyover and photos and little snippets of audio from people who come there that remember the stories of their grandfather and father. So really, you know, lots of celebration happening there on the day. And we would just love the public to come along and help celebrate it.
Denise, it's all happening from 9 a.m. in the morning. It's going to be a fantastic event, and we're going to give people heaps of information. But we want everybody to be involved in the centenary of the Rook Walk.
It is. So we'll see you there.
Denise, great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you so much.